This is a special report from the coronavirus update. Earlier today, we had an exclusive interview with senior investigative reporter from the Epoch Times, Nan Su, who informs us a whistleblower has come forth in the last few days, giving credence to the notion that a lead scientist from the Wuhan Institute of Virology has admitted that it was a Chinese government plan. The CCP had a plan in place to create not one but four strains of COVID virus that was to be unleashed upon the world.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And now with that interview with Nan Su of the Epoch Times.
Yesterday, there's a news broke out that they actually found a whistleblower who worked for Wuhan lab, and basically he is a part of the team developed the COVID virus. Yeah, and then he actually say this guy is his name is San Chao. He's the leading. One of the leading figure of the research team, and now there was a whistleblower that apparently he has some personal safety issues, so he gave a lot of information to someone overseas, you know, holding that information and ask that person if he periodically contact his overseas contact, and he asked his contact if he has not contacted that person, his foreign contact, for a period of time, then he has the right to release everything, the information. So now he has not been contacting that person, so the whistleblower came out and basically say the COVID was actually developed for the bioweapon purpose.
By China or by the NIH? By whom?
By China.
Okay. And that's something that the Chinese have denied from the very beginning. By the way,
that is correct.
Yeah, we're rolling now, so we're doing the interview. So this is a revelation, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. Well, I think it's probably one of the biggest news in history, or you can also say this is one of the darkest and saddest news in history.
So this whistleblower worked for the Chinese government, and he had a contact with somebody in the Wuhan lab who told him what they were doing, and that, don't say anything yet, but if you don't hear from me, then you can go ahead and tell people. So he never heard from them. So are we to assume that his contact has been killed or imprisoned or taken out?
Apparently, that contact, it's one of the leading members. You know, we know his name. His name is the contact in Wuhan. He's one of the leading scientists. His name has been on paper, on the TV news, on Wuhan Lab's website. You know, his name is San Chao, and he's one of the leading scientists over there doing the research and develop. You know, he actually the one led the team develop that COVID virus. Now, he had some personal safety issues, and now, concerns basically after seeing that COVID being released, the killing so many people all around the world. So he had some safety concerns about himself. So he gave a lot of information to his this whistleblower who live outside of China, and asked the whistleblower that if the whistleblower doesn't hear from this Wuhan scientist, then he should, you know, release all this information. So, and the information just came out yesterday.
And so, did it have any? There were early reports. Nansu joining us from Epoch Times. There were some early reports that I recall that if people remember, Hong Kong was really starting to become tense. They were upset about China coming in and handpicking who their next mayor would be. And they were looking for a way to suppress the Hong Kongers. And I had read a report, an early that they were looking to create an aerosol that they could unleash on Hong Kong that would make the people there more subservient to the Chinese rulership. Why were they trying to create this kind of a virus?
Part of this whistleblower's information is that the leading scientists in Wuhan lab basically say that they are developing this virus for a bioweapon. This was the purpose. You know, they specifically mentioned the word bioweapon. And also, a part of the information release was during the war military game in October of 2019, they actually send some of those team members to the hotels that the war military game members, you know, from all over the world who went to Wuhan to join the war military game to, we don't know for what purpose. And so, you know, so the whistleblower basically said, well, maybe they are going there with the purpose to spread the virus. The whistleblower said that they are also sending the teams to the Uyghurs area in Xinjiang. So they are, you know, there are questions about that. The whistleblower, I mean, the outside person that live outside of China.
This is fascinating. Did the Chinese know, or do you think the CCP knew at the time that there was, I think January 16th, there was a congregation that came from China. They were signing some kind of a new trade deal. And there were five Chinese national officials all standing next to Donald Trump. And it was January 16th, and this was long before anybody was saying anything about the virus jumping from human to human. Do you think that they deliberately tried to get Donald Trump infected with Wuhan virus?
I wouldn't go that far, you know, to make that speculation. You know, very hard to, as a reporter, speculation doesn't really help the real story.
No.
We do know now the leading scientist, you know, who actually led the research in the Wuhan lab and actually led the team to develop the COVID, that he specifically said he was, you know, the research team was given four different strains of virus, and they wanted him to develop, you know, to pick the most effective strain which will be spread as a bioweapon. That was the purpose of the research. So that's all we know now. But I think that this is a shocking already.
It is. Is that scientist still alive? Do we know?
We don't know. We don't know, but we do know his name. We do know the scientist's name who gave all this information to the whistleblower who stayed outside of China, for the whistleblower to keep all this information. And the scientist periodically contact this whistleblower outside of China, and if the scientist say, hey, if he doesn't show contact him for a period of time,
yeah,
then, you know, the whistleblower so
and that's what happened. Yeah, that is an now we can read about this on the Epoch Times, correct?
Not yet, but the report was made one of the former Epoch Times reporters.
Nansu from the Epoch Times. Anything else you want to add to the story?
Well, this is a huge story. I think that our government should gave more resources to the investigation, really, you know, get to the bottom of this coronavirus research and find out what kind of a role Wuhan Lab has been playing and what kind of purpose the Chinese communist regime really trying to develop this COVID virus.
Fascinating. So there it is. You've heard it. And the world will be talking about it, no doubt, in the days and weeks to come. And we want to thank Nan Su for bringing that information to us here. And you've been listening to an exclusive interview with the Epoch Times senior investigative reporter, Nan Su, on this latest development of a whistleblower coming forth to admit that the Chinese government deliberately developed the COVID-19 virus.